Hey, good morning. It's Patricia Murphy. It's Tuesday. This is Seattle Now. If you need a pick-me-up this week, why not take a moment while you're out to find one of Ryan Henry Ward's murals? You can't miss them. They're bright and vibrant, especially on a gray day like today. In a minute, we'll find out where he draws his inspiration. But first, let's get you caught up. Mayor Durkan has outlined her spending priorities in her final budget proposal. It calls for hiring more cops and would spend $50 million in federal pandemic relief on affordable housing. The mayor also wants to undo some of the emergency measures taken at the start of the pandemic, when voter-approved property tax levies were shifted to pay for basic operations. Overall, the city's economy is recovering, with unemployment at 5% after hitting a high of 17% in the spring of 2020. Seattle and King County are reopening vaccination clinics to help eligible people find booster shots. 17 new sites are open throughout the county, including downtown, Northwest Hospital, Shoreline, Auburn, and Kent. The city and county have already started offering boosters, and they say there's enough for everyone who's eligible. That's people over 65 or over 18 with an underlying medical condition. You can make your appointment online at Public Health's vaccination page. And the State Transportation Commission would like to thank everyone who suggested names for its new hybrid electric ferry. Names like Always Late, Pickleball, Sir Floats a Lot, and Kevin. But the Seattle Times reports none of these are actually usable names, and so the officials running the contest are giving you an extra week to come up with something. Maybe check it out, because it sounds like they need you. The new deadline is a week from Friday. The boat will be built next year and start sailing in 2024. You've seen Ryan Henry Ward's art around town. Big spray-painted murals, fat lines, bright colors. In a little white circle at the bottom corner, he signs all of them Henry. There are hundreds of them around the Pacific Northwest. A walrus riding a bike, a Sasquatch hugging a salmon drinking coffee. There's lots of whimsy and joy in Henry's work. And as KUOW's Anna Boyko-Wyrock explains, he worked hard to find it.
It's like Ryan Henry Ward lives in two realms at the same time. This world, where I'm talking to you, and another realm, too. That second realm pushes through in his art. Like recently, spray painting a fence, a butterfly in the mural spoke to him.
The butterfly just said, "Hey, what about me?" Like, I just heard this really soft, kind of fluttery voice as I looked over. "Hey, what about me?"
The butterfly didn't want to be left out, so Ward painted its wings in funky disco colors. These days, Ward is good at managing the other realm he experiences. He paints it.
When it gets its attention and when it's like really like listened to and honored, then I can do other things, you know. I can clean my shop up when I'm done doing this, but not really before.
For a lot of his life, Ward says that other realm got in his way, and he tried to suppress it, often using drugs.
Like the first time I smoked weed, I felt like normal.
Over time, he tried a pharmacopoeia of other drugs too, but they unleashed terrible consequences. The first big time was at age 19, when he took a ton of LSD and plunged into what he called a psychedelic nightmare.
I was running around Bellingham naked in the middle of the night. It was like early January, and I thought I was being transformed into some kind of saint.
The police took him to the hospital, where he stayed for 6 weeks. Eventually, he went home with his parents. But he was still hallucinating.
We're scared to death of what he was going to do to himself because he didn't know where he was at.
That's Ryan Henry Ward's father, Don Ward. He created what he called a grounding couch for when his son's hallucinations got really scary.
I'd grab him and sit him down on this couch and say, "Okay, we're on the grounding couch. There's nothing here that's going to hurt you. You know, this couch has got a big old line going right down to the middle of the earth, and it's going to ground us." And we'd talk it out. Pretty soon he'd come back out of it. But then, another half hour, he'd start going into it again.
Finally, doctors gave his son an antipsychotic that was a new drug back then in the 90s. Ward came back.
I just remember going, "Oh my God." It was like waking up from a dream.
Ward was diagnosed with drug-induced schizophrenia. He went to rehab twice and stayed sober for 6 years. But eventually, he started using again and got onto opioids too. When Ward was 31, he got into a four-wheeler accident. He injured his back, badly and got a prescription for morphine.
And then I was able to like function on those opiates. I was able to like start painting murals and doing art shows.
Ward's art career started taking off, but Ward felt strung out, so he stopped taking the morphine. He had a second psychotic episode and went on antipsychotic meds again. The meds gave him back a sense of reality, but he says they sapped his creativity.
I didn't want to paint. I didn't want to make stuff. And so I took myself off of those and just moved back into Seattle and like got back on the drugs that I liked.
Opioids, and namely heroin, because it was cheap. At age 33, he moved into a van in Seattle and then sold that van for drug money. So Ward was living on the streets out of a backpack. He says life was chaotic, stressful, and dangerous.
Going in to score heroin and not knowing if you're going to come out alive, you know, like on a daily basis. Like when you're sitting with your friend and you're like, okay, I'm going to go in and get this stuff. And if I'm not back in 15 minutes, call the cops.
Then, around 9 years ago, Ward had a turning point. He had another psychotic episode, and his parents offered to get a second mortgage on their house to send Ward to rehab. Here's his dad, Don Ward.
I basically told him that, you know, this is the last time I'm ever doing this. I'm not going to go through this again. So I kind of laid down the law and said, you know, that's enough.
Ward was in his mid-30s and ready for a change. Didn't want his parents to have to pay. He agreed to move home, stop using drugs, and go to Alcoholics Anonymous every day for a year. Ward was motivated.
I didn't want to get hospitalized for life, and I didn't want to, like, go into a psychosis and never come out of it, and I was starting to, like, really understand that.
So Ward searched for new tools to replace the drugs. It was rough. He was depressed, lying on his parents' couch for months.
I knew I could lay on the couch and write affirmations. And so I would make up an affirmation, and I would write it down, and I would write it, that one affirmation all day for like 8 hours.
Thousands of sentences, like, I'm grateful and capable and glad to be alive. Ward didn't believe what he was writing. Until one day, he says, when he took a walk.
The one that I remember believing in first was, I am the golden light of consciousness.
For the first time, he felt good about himself and the fact he was alive. He kept writing affirmations, and he added on to it. Ward says he got a life coach. He got back into his art. He listened to talks on psychology, mindfulness, and happiness. Now, he treats his mental health and sobriety as one of his projects.
I feel like it's a daily job to, like, not go back to where I was.
Every day, he makes time for enough exercise and sleep. He meditates and takes care of his dog, Katie. And here's one really important part. Finally, accepting himself.
I don't want to be different than I am. You know, I want my brain the way it is. I want this imagination that I have.
And a funny thing happened when he did embrace his imagination. It became his key to connecting with other people.
I think joy is exactly what his artwork does.
Stacy Gunn commissioned Ward to paint a mural on her back fence. Gunn says the world has been a sad place recently.
I want to bring in some of the joy and magic beauty back in the world.
Now her backyard is filled with images of pink and purple mountains, fantastical creatures, and a pug. People pay him thousands of dollars for pieces like this. Ward's murals are another one of his tools, but for the public, to inspire our imagination and help us view the world more positively.
The reality to me is we live on this planet that's just magnificent and abundant with love and support and caring for us. And I want to, like, bring more of that to people and let them know that it's okay to see the world that way.
And through that perception, Ward says he hopes maybe we can even create a more magical world.
That's KUOW's Anna Boyko-Wyrock. Our production team is Caroline Chamberlain Gomez, Claire McGrain, Diana Opong, Jenny Cecil Moore, and Jason Pagano. Matt Jorgensen does our theme music. I'm Patricia Murphy. Thanks for listening.